Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Garda Commissioner says it could be possible to have a public inquiry into the Croeslaw tragedy at the same time as the criminal investigation. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald is visiting Donegal today, where she's meeting with the Croeslaw families and affected bloc representatives. A man who died in a house fire in Kilmacrenan yesterday has been named locally. And Buncrana has retained its title as Donegal's tidiest town. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15, followed by Nuked with Colm Fersher. First news this evening, the Garda Commissioner says it could be possible to have a public inquiry into the Croeslaw tragedy at the same time as the criminal investigation. Several families of those who died in the explosion 2 years ago met the Justice Minister Helen McEntee earlier this week to press their case for an inquiry into non-criminal factors of the blast. Drew Harris says a criminal investigation is almost complete.
Very complex investigation, and it's been running now for 2 years. We're towards the conclusion of that and reporting the matter then to the DPP. It has been possible in the past to run inquiries at the same time as criminal investigation, but that requires very careful handling because the DPP will obviously want to consider the criminal liability of those that we may report to that office.
Well, the Sinn Féin leader has been meeting with representatives of the Croeslaw families today. Mary Lou MacDonald has backed the call for an independent public inquiry into the tragedy, which she says could be done using whatever mechanism is necessary. She says the families need and deserve answers now.
I am convinced by the position of those representing the families. Obviously, in crafting this and establishing this, you do have to be mindful of marks of delineation. The Garda inquiry in particular has to be unhampered and has to be thorough and full. But just bear in mind that the passage of time always in these things is an issue. So I think that the sooner you establish your mechanism of inquiry, the better. You can always have a look to the phasing of the work and the rolling out of the programme of work to take account of the need for boundaries. The worst thing that could happen, Greg, is this, is that these families, like so many, many others, I'm thinking of the Stardust families, for example, where similarly lives were lost in profoundly traumatic circumstances. And those families were left literally for generations waiting and waiting. And there is nothing more cruel. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, there is an issue around timing for the families, for their sense of being heard and being supported, but also in terms of getting the inquiry yeah. right.
Well, also in the county today, Mary Lou MacDonald met with defective bloc representatives. Speaking earlier on the 9 till noon show, she gave what she termed a clear and unequivocal pledge that under a government led by her party, 100% redress will be delivered to affected families. Deputy MacDonald has committed to deliver for the homeowners who are caught in the midst of the defective concrete block crisis through no fault of their own.
Every person who went about forming and building their home. And I heard the stories, people who had been working in England, you know, families who had been away, their dream was to come home to Donegal. Their dream was to build their home, to raise their families. They worked so hard. They did nothing wrong. They did nothing wrong at all. They followed the rule book. They played by every rule. The fault lay with others. So therefore, no family should be punished. It's 100% redress. We are committed to that. Obviously, let me say this. If Sinn Féin is in government or leading the next government, obviously that means that the 100% redress scheme is home and host. It will be absolutely delivered. Okay.
A man who died in a house fire in Kilmacrenan has been named locally. Philip McGettigan from Cashelleadon, who was in his 80s, passed away following the blaze yesterday. A post-mortem was carried out today. Mr McGettigan will be laid to rest following Requiem Mass at St Columbus Church, Kilmacrenan, on Sunday. The Taoiseach says the commencement of a general election is days away. It's expected the election will finally be called next Thursday, with a likely polling date of Friday, November the 29th. Speaking earlier, Simon Harris said the start of the official election campaign is now imminent.
suppose, considering I'm going to be, I think, in six Dáil constituencies over the course of the 24 hours, it's probably not right of me to say your question is premature any longer. We are days away from a general election commencing.
A group of older people affected by defective concrete blocks have told Donegal County Council that they cannot afford to engage with the grant scheme as it stands. Speaking during a recent DCB committee meeting, they said there is no way they can raise the upfront funds necessary to begin work on the remediation of their homes. Councillor Martin Scanlon suggested that people in that position be prioritised by the council officials administering the scheme and that the authority examine the possibility of VAT exemptions and the upfront payment of auxiliary grants. He says people in this situation need support.
To start off with, I think that there should be a priority list given to people, you know, that are of an older age. I've been approached by two families, both in their 70s. Their house is visibly crumbling. They were proposing to move into a mobile home for the winter, but they haven't got the money to do so. So the grant could have been paid up front with a common sense visual approach, inspection of the house. That would alleviate a lot of that there pressure on the people and get them moved into suitable accommodation and not be spending the winter in another damp house for another year.
You also believe that VAT exemptions should be looked at. There should be ways that the government can practically help people in that situation financially.
Yes, well, the VAT was already paid on the house the first day on the products. Like, and we're talking about a grant of $462,000, but in reality, we're down to $375,000 when you take the 23% VAT off. So the talk of $462,000, it's not relevant. $375,000 is the actual figure that the government's going to be out on the rebuilds of these houses.
The council officials have been indicating that, look, our hands are tied. There's not much we can do locally. This is being run by the government. This is being put in place by the government. We're effectively the agents that are carrying out that work. Do you believe when the council finally meets with department officials in the coming weeks, this should be top of the agenda?
That's very much so. It should be on the agenda. And we're always told that this is an evolving scheme. And there's going to be changes made to it along the way. And I believe that this is one of the changes that should be made, that can be made and should be made to just to facilitate it and make life easier for the homeowners.
Brian Stanley has described Sinn Féin's handling of a complaint that led to an internal inquiry as appalling. The Laois Offaly TD resigned from the party last month and has announced he will run as an independent in the upcoming general election. The complaint was made by a woman over a meeting with Deputy Stanley in Dublin on the night of October the 11th, 2023, with the matter ultimately referred by the party to Gardaí. He says he has spoken to Gardaí about the matter.
I entered into a confidential process. That's what I was told by Sinn Féin. I knew, obviously, not everybody kept it confidential. Sinn Féin certainly didn't, but I did. Oh, I spoke with Gardaí Síochána because, you know, it brought serious matters to the attention of so-called inquiry.
The number of patients waiting on a bed at Letterkenny University Hospital is down 20%. 279 people were without a bed at the hospital in October, which represents a decrease from 349 during the same period last year and a drop of 70% from a high in October 2021. Nationally, there were 10,500 patients awaiting beds at some point over the course of last month. Buncrana has retained its title as Donegal's tidiest town. Ballincollig in County Cork has been announced as Ireland's tidiest town at today's SuperValue Tidy Towns Awards ceremony. Buncrana has also been highly commended for the town's pollinator plan. Meanwhile, Carrigard has been highly commended in the Gaeltacht category, and Mallin, Donegal Town, Glenties, Raphoe and Moville have also been recognised, with Letterkenny coming out as the county's second tidiest town. Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District, Councillor Jack Murray, says Buncrana is edging ever closer to taking the national top spot.
This is absolutely fantastic, and full credit to all our Tidy Towns volunteers who made this happen, made this so successful. But look, it's just reward. You couldn't speak highly enough of our Tidy Towns volunteers. Any day you go out, you see them, hail, rain or shine, picking up weeds, painting walls, and doing so much for the town of Buncrana. And it's been recognised once again on the national stage. But look, it doesn't go unnoticed. Everybody in Buncrana sees just how fantastic the work they is and what they do. And this is just reward for the fantastic work that they do year round.
And it's great to get that recognition, but hopefully it will send the message out to other people who maybe for whatever reason would think about disturbing flower beds or something, that such effort has been put in that this needs to be retained now into the future.
Yeah, we've had some instances of vandalism in the past. It's extremely selfish and takes away from the work that's being done. But look, in spite of that, the Tidy Towns Volunteers have thrown everything at it, and they're just 4 points out off a national title. That national title is within touching distance, and I've no doubt it's just around the corner. So it's incumbent of all of us in political office and the council to make sure that they get all the resources and help that they deserve to bring the national title to Buncrana. All the gold medals now, consistently the tidiest town in Donegal, but that national title is within distance, and I've no doubt that that will be delivered very, very soon.
Well, more than 600 towns were represented at the awards ceremony in Croke Park today. Rural and Community Development Minister Heather Humphreys was there to announce the overall winner. She says it's one of her final events in politics and she's looking forward to retirement.
No, I'm hanging up my political boots and I'm going to get involved in other things, and I'm looking forward to spending more time with my family and my friends, because some of them have been put on hold for the last 14 years. So they'll be getting the phone call now and I'll be going out for the coffee. But there's loads of other things to do.
The Carnamough Road in Ballykelly near Limavady is currently closed following a crash. Police are advising motorists to seek an alternative route. The Children's Minister is questioning proposals to use buildings deemed unsuitable for asylum seeker accommodation as childcare facilities instead. Fine Gael is suggesting the state-owned buildings should be examined as potential locations for creches. The party claims 100 state-run childcare facilities will be introduced within 2 years if it returns to power after the general election. Green Party leader Minister Roderick O'Gorman is unsure about the proposal.
Creches or early education care centres, they're not just a building. They're specially designed. There are specifications that are required in terms of TUSLA regulations, in terms of size, in terms of toilet facilities, in terms of sometimes cooking facilities. Like, they're bespoke buildings, and this idea that we can just, you know, throw them up anywhere doesn't seem to me well thought out.
Highland Sport, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, stocking the ultimate running shoe to take you through winter. The ASICS Gel Cumulus 26 GTX. With waterproof Gore-Tex technology, these shoes will keep your feet dry and cushioned, mile after mile.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games. The All-Star Ceremony will take place this evening in the RDS in Dublin. St Union's Kieran Moore, who's had a brilliant debut year at senior level with Donegal, is in the running for Young Footballer of the Year, along with Armagh's Oisin Conaté and Galway's Johnny McGrath. Galway's Paul Conroy and John Maher, along with Armagh defender Barry McCambridge, are nominated for the Footballer of the Year. Clare forward Shane O'Donnell, Cork's Dara Fitzgibbon and Limerick defender Kyle Hayes are also in the running for the Hurler of the Year, while Donegal's Pádraig Mógán and Oisin Gallan and Tyrone's Niall Morgan will also pick up their All-Stars tonight. On the pitch this evening here in Donegal, our Drab meet Milford in the Under-21B Football Championship at 8 o'clock. While in the Under-21C, it's Nívoire Lower Rosses up against St Mary's Convoy. Our feature games this weekend that will have full live match commentary both come from Healy Park in Oma tomorrow evening, Saturday. At 5, Termon meet Derry Loughlin in the Ulster Club Intermediate First Round. And then at 7.15, Donegal Senior Champions St Unans begin their provincial campaign against Tyrone's Errigal Kearn. St Unans manager Barry Meehan feels this is a game which could suit Unans' style of play.
For the players that we have, it gives us... We lads that like to open out the legs and like to run at teams, you know. And you know, this is a perfect opportunity for us to test ourselves against teams that are going to come and do the same thing. And like, it's going to be a massive, massive challenge, you know. But the likes of Peter Hart controlling things, pulling the strings on the 40 of the two Canavans inside. You have a very, very strong midfield in Ben McDonald and Joe Goose, like, you know. So listen, we'll have to look after all of that there, first of all, before we even get to play any of our football. And no doubt they're gonna try and nullify our threats as well. So listen, it'll be interesting and intriguing to see how that there plays out. But hopefully we'll get a chance to, you know, to cut our teeth off them.
That's Barry Meehan looking ahead to the game against Errigal Kearn tomorrow evening. Barry was speaking on the Score programme last night, and there's also other interviews from Donegal managers who are involved in Ulster Club Championship this weekend, the likes of Kiel McDade of Termon and Daniel McCauley of Niamh Padraig Muff. By the way, we'll also have updates from the other Ulster Club games involving Donegal sides this weekend. Niamh Padraig Muff are playing tomorrow, as are the Downings ladies, and the Termon senior ladies are in Cavan on Sunday, along with the Burt Hurlers, who are playing at Park Essler in County Down. On to soccer. Damien Duff is insisting winning the league with Shelburne tonight would wipe the floor with any of his achievements as a player. Shells would seal their first league crown in 18 years if they can secure a victory at Derry City on the final night of the season.
but any slip-up by the leaders would open the door for the 5-in-a-row chasing Shamrock Rovers, who need to beat Waterford at the Tallaght Stadium to have a chance of retaining the title. Rovers kept the race alive with a victory against Dundalk last weekend, and Duff says he'd prefer his team to earn the title on the pitch.
Probably the most nervous I've been all year was watching Dundalk Shamrock Rovers the other night, because you can't affect anything and you're setting yourself. So as much as it would have been nice to maybe win it on your sofa last Sunday, I think the real place to win a league title is in the trenches, not in your living room.
Elsewhere this evening, a win for St Pat's at Sligo Rovers can secure European football next season for Stephen Kenny's team. Dundalk go to cup finalist Drogheda in their last game before dropping into the First Division. And Bohemians welcome Galway United to Dalymount Park, with all five games kicking off this evening at 7:45. In the Irish League Premiership, second place Ballymena United host Portadown, while Cliftonville meet Crusaders in a Belfast derby. And there's one game scheduled in the Donegal Junior League this evening, with Kilmacrenan Celtic facing off with Kerry Rovers in the Saturday Division 2 fixture, which kicks off at 8:15. Ruben Amorim has been confirmed as Manchester United's new head coach, and he will begin working for the Premier League club on the 11th of November. Amorim joins from the Portuguese champion Sporting after agreeing a contract to the end of the 2027 season. Ruud van Nistelrooy will remain an interim charge until Monday week. Chidozie Ogbeni has been ruled out for the rest of the season. The Republic of Ireland attacker has undergone surgery on an Achilles tendon injury, which he suffered in Ipswich's match against Brentford last weekend. Northern Ireland's Nations League match against Belarus will be played in Belfast later this month after entry visas were granted to the visitors. The fixture had been in doubt due to the UK government insisting that athletes from the Eastern European nation should only compete in international sport under a neutral flag due to the ongoing conflict in the Ukraine. On the rugby front, Ronan O'Gara is backing Mike Prendergast and Dennis Leamy to take the reins at Munster following the departure of Graham Rowntree this week as their head coach. The two-time European Cup-winning coach has firmly ruled himself out of contention, insisting that he has no intention of departing La Rochelle before the end of his contract, which runs until 2027. 2023 winner Bundy Aki has been shortlisted for the Irish Rugby Writers Player of the Year Award. Leinster's Jameson Gibson-Park, Joe McCarthy and Keelan Dorris, and Munster out-half Jack Crawley are also nominated. Finally, in Formula 1, Britain's Lando Norris has been given a boost in his bid to win the Formula 1 World Championship. His title rival, Max Verstappen, who has a 47-point lead in the standings, has been given a 5-place grid penalty for this weekend's Brazilian Grand Prix because of an engine change. Norris was quickest in first practice in São Paulo today, with George Russell second. Oliver Bierman, who was a last-minute sub for the unwell Kevin Magnussen, was third for Haas, completing an all-British front three. And that's your sport for today here in Highland. We'll have more tomorrow afternoon following the 2 o'clock news. Michaela.
Thanks, Aisín. For weather now, mostly cloudy with limited sunny spells and remaining mostly dry for the rest of the day with just isolated patches of drizzle. Highest temperatures of 12 to 14 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. The Garda Commissioner says it could be possible to have a public inquiry into the Creaslaw tragedy at the same time as the criminal investigation. Several families of those who died in the explosion 2 years ago met with the Justice Minister earlier this week to press their case for an inquiry into non-criminal factors of the blast. Well, the Sinn Féin leader has been meeting with representatives of the Creaslaw families today. Marilyn MacDonald has backed the call for an independent public inquiry into the tragedy, which she says it should be done using whatever mechanism is necessary. A man who died in a house fire in Kilmacrenan has been named locally. Philip McGettigan from Cashelinan, who was in his 80s, passed away following the blaze yesterday. And Buncrana has retained its title as Donegal's tidiest town. Cairnlog of the Inishowen Municipal District, Councillor Jack Murray, says Buncrana is edging ever closer to taking the national top spot. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. We'll be back with news again at 6 o'clock. Coming up next is Nuked with Colm Ferrisher. Good evening.
Tamar na Taisib, Colm Ferrisher and Charlene na Príomh Scéalta. Tá tascarach láidirí láthair ón iarthuaisceart ag araachtas na Gaeilge i Gaeláirne an teachtain seo le homothóirí a ghlacú páirteas na comórtais agus imeachtaí na féile. Bhí ceoltóir níos sin mac ceathfhil as ar dreatha amasc na buaitseoirí inniu Ba I Michelle na Grianna a hannig sa príf aig sa rannog creultor solora na blianna comai ag na gradam a comersaidja. Siolw an iau lor glora an tronona le maia ni weilain agus rinca air le catrianna ni chlarchin ag a mór eile vliantúl le nuachtan gaelige uair le bheith fógarthe on air boil. Ráctal thar samanjar arachtas chanur na gaelige amara in Austin an Glen Eagle I Galarnia Girohi téma seminar na blianna seo I dro téahan ceist na ríhábhachta téahan go háirithe i réimse na tíhíochta agus an idetheis. Chomh maith le sin seofar taide bhliantúil chanúir na Gaeilge go dtéann scéal a fiosrú an tuairimí an phobal mór ceist na teanga thuaí agus Theas. Glacadh na mílte dálta páirt i Gaeilge fiche sa ceathair tógra do chuid chanúir na Gaeilge an dárna leidéig den mhí seo a ríistem liana. Ócáid cathairnachta tá an Gaeilge fiche sa ceathair a bhhalan trí céad scoil agus trotha mhíle dálta Gaeilge a lúirt ar feid le omlan gan stopú. Tá dárna céim de chóirlachan a phoblaí faoi thró straitise na hagraíochta agus cospóirí atá ag buint don mór agraíocht Forest na Gaeilge le haghaidh an tréimhse fiche fia sa cúig go dtí fiche trotha ar obair anois sa dárna tréimhse seo den phróiseas reáchtáil thar cruinnithe poblaí chun deis don phobal tuilliú páirte a ghlacú sa phróiseas agus tá sé i gceist ag ranóg cheanga tí de chuid glór na ngéal. Fóram de thuismothóirí a agrú chun na dúchlainn atá ag buint le tógáil cluine Gaeilge a le Gaeilge a phlé. Bé an tamachtar siúil líne an dárna leidéag den mhí seo ag is seaachta chlog agus fáilse thar nasc don cruinniú níos chongairí don am. Agus sin mo hudse eligulier slan agus bana.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, November the 1st. The death has taken place of Kathleen McCallion, née Coyle, 3 Mill Street and formerly of 5 Courtrey Park, Strabane, reposing at her son James McCallion's home, 20 Glenview Park, Strabane, tomorrow from 12 noon. Fiona leaving her son's home on Monday morning at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Melmount. Family time please from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The sudden death has taken place of Philip McGettigan, Cashel Leenan, Kilmacrenan, County Donegal. Philip's remains will be reposing at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest at Mountaintop Letterkenny until 7 o'clock this evening, followed by removal to the residence of his daughter Mairead, 19 Ben Evin, Letterkenny. House private pleas to family and close friends. Philip's Requiem Mass will take place in St Columba's Church, Kilmacrenan, on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time only pleas on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Charlie McLafferty, funeral director. The death has occurred in Limerick of Mary Begley, née Clinton, Shanna, Fanad, County Donegal. Mary's remains will arrive at St Mary's Church, Fanavolti, Fanad, at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening to repose overnight. Requiem Mass will be held on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. The Requiem Mass will be streamed on the McAteer Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has occurred of Joseph Joe Harold, Dewish Ballybuffet, reposing at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live on churchservices.tv, rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Family time from 10 o'clock to 12 noon and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Charlie McManaman, Mina Goland, Clohan, remains reposing at his home. Requiem Mass at 1:30 on Sunday afternoon in St Columbkill's Chapel, Fintyne, with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Rosary nightly at 9 o'clock, with family time from after the rosary until 12 noon and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place off Sinead Boyce, Kinnilargy, Downings, reposing at her residence. Rosary nightly at 9 o'clock, with House Private Police from after the rosary until 12 noon and on the morning of the funeral. Her funeral mass will take place on Sunday morning at 11:30 in St John the Baptist Church, Carrigart, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice care of any family member. The death has occurred of Mary Jo Murn, Key Road, Dunlow, reposing at her home with rosary tonight at 8 o'clock. Funeral mass tomorrow at 12 noon in St Cronus Church, Dunlow, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has occurred of Anne Kelly, née Glacken, 7 Wolfetone Place, Letterkenny, reposing at her late residence until 10 o'clock tonight with rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in the family plot in Conwell Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed at stjunanscathedral.ie. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.